I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. For the last 3 years, the White House has hosted a youth film festival. This year, out of over 700 submissions from schools across the country, a group of middle schoolers from Western Connecticut made a film that was chosen as an official selection. They were the only middle school students to receive this honor.
This is the world I want to live in.
What you're hearing isn't another newscast from NPR or a television news station. It's the beginning of a video produced by a group of 8th graders from Chippewa Valley School. The theme of this year's festival was The World I Want to Live In. The Chippewa students decided to make a newscast from the future with the same name. Each story is a news brief that highlights an issue of the present that's been solved in the future.
And now to... Oh! Wait, looks like we have some breaking news. Chief Justice Ann Parker has just informed us that today marks the 13th consecutive year New York City has been free of violent crime.
On a Thursday morning, I head over to the school to meet the filmmakers. It's in the quiet rural town of Washington. As I'm talking to the student crew, one thing quickly becomes clear. They had a lot of fun making the video. Here's Sierra Wilson.
I think the best part is when we misworded things.
Oh.
Because we misworded things so many times. It was so funny because, like, you'd want to say, like, air, and then someone would say hair, and they wouldn't realize, and they'd keep going, and we'd all be laughing, and then they'd just be looking at us really weirdly, and we'd have to reshoot everything.
But making mistakes is part of the process, says their teacher, Brianne Pitt. The film couldn't be longer than 3 minutes. Pitt says her students learned how to use precise and concise language to get their message across in such a short time frame, and she let them figure it out on their own.
This was mostly them, very student-directed.
Pitt says she only helped with a few technical things, and the occasional reining in.
You know, they have a lot of energy, and they focused that energy in a very positive way.
In the film, they talk about air pollution, bees and pollination, renewable energy, crime, political cooperation, and even education. They chose to leave out some of the more controversial topics, says 12-year-old Roxanne Adele.
We didn't want to be, like, biased about it and say, oh, this is bad. Like, we couldn't say that it's bad because some people don't think it's bad.
They also tried to allude to certain issues instead of tackling them head on. For example, instead of talking about obesity directly, they talked about how, in their vision of the future, most people run or bike to work. They're all members of a film club, and this is the second short film they've made. By now, they realize that making a video isn't as glamorous as it might seem.
I mean, I feel like there was about, like, 5 or so hours of footage taken.
Eighth grader Jackson Griggs was the cameraman.
We had to do so many retakes, and their legs started to go numb because they had to be kneeling down for it to be in the perfect shot.
This isn't the last movie for this group of young filmophiles. Kaylee Hendy had the idea to make a comedy about a support group for moms who have silly problems, like being addicted to flowers or being obsessed with teen culture. Here's all the filmmakers, including Lydia Hagen and Eliza Slethdushenkaya, talking about it. They're pretty excited.
I think there's a teacher mom. Like,
isn't there a cool mom?
Wasn't it the grandma mom?
Oh, yeah,
mom?
Cool mom. The mom that lives through her kid's life.
Like, OMG.
It's like, let's go on Snapchat.
Wait,
Instagram.
Take a selfie. Wait a second. Like,
this is what I have to deal with.
Don't worry, it's only for the next 6 weeks of your life.
White House officials noted that nearly all of the videos submitted had one thing in common. None of them talked about a future full of flying cars or other gadgets. As pointed out on the festival's website, this generation of youth seems to be, quote, inspired by something much more simple, the dream of a more tolerant, more fair, more environmentally friendly world. David DeRoche, WNPR News.